This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura, proud presenting sponsor of major golf broadcasts in Canada. Visit Acura.ca for the all-new 2016 lineup and latest dealer incentives. Here are your hosts, Mark Zacchino and Bob Weeks.
Good morning, Canada. Zacchino Weeks.
Hello there. I guess I need a microphone
you
to talk.
Well, you were looking under the desk for a while there. Did you bring a leprechaun with you?
We've been off for a little bit. I'm just kind of out of sync here.
I know. And this is going to be a weird stretch because, okay, so we're in studio together today, which is becoming more rare,
I know,
by the way.
That's right.
Next week, Jamie Rydell, special co-host.
Ooh, producer extraordinaire.
Executive producer of everything golf at TSN.
Getting some time in front of the mic.
Yeah, putting him in front of the mic. We just, you know, opinions expressed by Jamie. You know,
that yeah, exactly. That.
Yeah. And then the following week, I will be in Indianapolis and able to co-host with you from there, and you'll be here. So,
right.
The reason I can't be with you next week, even by the magic of telephone.
You say it like it's sad. We're actually celebrating.
I know. And so are the listeners. Except for those like three or four angry listeners we have this morning. What am I going to do? No one's sharing the anger with
me. But tell us why.
I've got the most bizarre shift of all time on the PGA Tour radio team. Because first of all, the fact that it's a Deutsche Bank and ends on a Monday, it's actually Friday, Saturday, round one and two.
Right.
And I've got this the early shift out. It's called EQT. Don't ask me what it stands for. I go out with a cameraman and a microphone, and we shoot highlights that then get sent out and get kind of populated to news outlets and also obviously populated on PGAtour.com in case something happens like a Jim Furyk out there before TV coverage.
Right.
So they need to capture it. So yours truly out there calling golf for no one.
Yeah, well, you never know. You might catch some magic. I remember one time years ago we were covering a senior tournament. We had it on TSN, and we were down in Windsor at Essex. And same thing. I think the third guy out was a guy by the name of, I can't remember who it was. Anyway, he ended up shooting 60 with a three-putt in the last hole.
Oh,
I think so. But we had to scramble to get out there early and catch him. So you never know. You might catch somebody. You might catch some history being made.
Before we get into today's show, and before we get into news and headlines, you were in Whistler. Tell me a little bit about your trip before I tell you a little bit about mine.
Yeah, we were out there for my nephew is getting married. He lives out there, and we had a little family family gathering out there. So we played a little golf. We had some. There's four fabulous golf courses out there. Whistler Golf Course is the original one. Arnold Palmer. They've got a Jack Nicklaus, Nicklaus North. Robert Trent Jones Jr. Chateau Whistler, which is the first one we played. Which the first six holes, if you're if all wayward, you're gonna lose a bunch of golf balls. But after that, it's spectacular. The scenery is great, and you're pretty much guaranteed to run into bears, which we did, which we didn't, I should say, which was rare. That's the first time I've ever played there. We haven't run into
don't
bears.
Go looking for golf balls.
No, that's no. Right. Well, usually the bears find you. They're more of a nuisance than anything else.
Right.
And then Big Sky, which is one of my favorite golf courses, and it's in Pemberton, which is just a little bit north of Whistler. But it was designed by Bob Cupp, the same guy who designed Beacon Hall, who actually, the day that I played, he actually passed away, unfortunately, sadly.
You're kidding.
So, but we had a good time out there. With my nephew got married. He actually went through with it.
And, that's it. He didn't listen to you? He didn't talk. He didn't say, hey, hold on a second.
I tried to talk to him, but he married a lovely lady.
Me, you, and Jim Taddy on the phone, we'll try to talk to him together, right? And as I'm doing it again.
So. And you were out in the other side of the country.
Yes, I was out east. Thank you so much to Golf PEI, who's been a longtime sponsor of our show, and Mark McLean, executive director, who is like the nicest human being on the planet. And and pretty much you can say that about everybody in the East Coast, but Mark and his family are lovely. I only got to see Mark this time. He came out and did the lobster boat dinner with us, which was such a treat. I think it's top-notch lobster boat dinners. If you have a chance to go out east and do this, and play golf, make sure you do this tour. The guys on our trip just were over the moon on it. And what goes into lobster fishing and whatnot?
Amazing, huh?
Amazing. Just shocked. Knew none of that. Would have lost all the trivia that night before I got on the boat, okay? Just absolutely brilliant. We had spectacular weather. We pulled in on a Wednesday. It was pouring rain on the Wednesday. They've had no rain there this year, so the farmers need the rain. We weren't golfing on the Wednesday. So we pulled in on the Wednesday. It was pouring rain. We got to the Holman Grand Hotel, which is a fabulous hotel.
That's a gorgeous spot, too.
Yeah. People there are so nice. Couldn't have been better. It's a great location and a brilliant hotel. You know, that's, to me, I don't know if you can find a better spot to hang your hat than that. And it rained all day Wednesday, and then we never saw a drop the rest of the week. Perfect. We got pure sunshine, great weather, Crowbush Cove, Brudenell River, Dunderave, Mill River, Glasgow Hills. We had such a great time. Couldn't say enough about the people, the place, the value. It's the biggest bang for the buck.
There's no better deal.
No, it's better. Bigger for the buck than Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
Myrtle Beach used to be the standard as how you measure value, right? Because you used to go for these crazy prices, right? Now, you can still do that at Myrtle Beach in December if you want to wear a snowsuit and play golf, okay? But if you want to actually play golf in golf weather, there's no bigger bang for the buck.
I think, than PEI. Now, I'm partial. Obviously, my family's all from. My great-grandfather was one of the founding members of the very first golf course in Prince Edward Island way back in the day. It's now called Belvedere. But you cannot, I don't think you can pay, you might be able to pay $100 at Crowbush, but I don't know. I don't know if there's a green fee over $100 on the island. If it is, it's just over.
It's just. And it probably would be Crowbush during some type of peak time, barely, right? So, and we grabbed a bunch of interviews out there, and we'll put together a PEI travel special later on in the year. If you're thinking of going, definitely do it. All right, let's get to some news and headlines.
News and Headlines is brought to you by Golf Town, with 55 stores coast to coast. Golf Town is Canada's golf superstore. Visit golftown.com for store specials and locations near you. Golf Town, anything for golf.
News and Headlines, and by the way, Bob, before we get to News Headlines, Dr. Jay Petroff managed to make it through the entire PEI golf trip fully clothed at all times. So
I don't want to know anymore about
there's
that
a record.
Story, thank
we've,
you.
We have a record on the board. Speaking of records, Garrett Rank, of course, the NHL referee. Garrett played so well at the Canadian Open at Glen Abbey this year. Just a brilliant 4 days for him. Has won his third Canadian men's amateur in a row. He shot 67 on Friday.
Yeah, he won by six shots, and this guy has had a great summer. I mean, he's got the perfect job, right? NHL referee, so he takes the summer off. He just plays high tournament golf, and as he says, you know, he goes out and plays in a lot of these tournaments where they have a group of older guys, and Americans and Canadians, and they try to go into these events and beat the kids. And for those who don't know, the mid-am is basically 25 and older, so it gets rid of all the college kids who won't play in it. So it's a great performance by him. Also, Judith Corinnes from Thornhill, yesterday she did the trifecta. Listen to this. So she's eligible. They hold all their senior mid-am and everything all together. So she won the mid-am, she won the mid-master, which is kind of an in-between age, and then she also won the Canadian senior all in one tournament. So she three big three wins for her at up and I think they were playing. I don't even know.
It was in Quebec.
In Quebec.
Yeah,
so good for her. So Garrett Rank and Judith Corinnes, I mean, some pretty good golfers.
I'm sure she was very popular leaving the clubhouse.
Yeah, with three trophies.
LPGA Tour on Canadian soil. Aria Jatanagarn. See how good I've gotten at her name, Bob? I just love saying it now because I can say it. I'm showing off. She is at 12 under par. A host of players a few shots back. Lydia Ko lurking, Robert, at 8 under par. Lurking. Elena Sharp, who you said was going to have a big end to the season. You've said this. She's playing well. You actually even liked her at the Olympics.
Yep.
6 under par and playing well, like you've outlined.
Full of confidence right now. For the first time, I think, in a long time, or perhaps even the first time in her career, she doesn't have to worry about anything at this time of year. A lot of times she was always kind of on the bubble about keeping her card, but she's solid right now. I think she's like 40th going into this tournament, or 42nd or something. Motomi LeBlanc,
also
a Quebec gal who hits it a mile. She's also the same sort of deal. She's starting to get a little confidence. She's at 6 under as well. Jatanagarn, by the way, again, following to her normal form, didn't bring the driver out. She has no driver in the bag this week.
Unbelievable.
Hit it far enough that she hit 14 to 14 fairways yesterday, missed two on Thursday, so I guess it's working for her.
Whatever she's doing, it's working. Barclays, we kick off the playoffs. Did somebody say playoffs? That's right, the Barclays FedEx Cup playoffs, top 125. We're going to talk a little bit about that next, so we will not dive too deep into this. Patrick Reed, the leader. We will hear from Patrick Reed in the next segment. He is the leader at the Barclays. Adam Hadwin, high Canadian, only 4 off the lead, 4 under, and Rory McIlroy still putting with a live snake, so we're going to get to that in the next segment. The Ryder Cup, Robert. Okay. We are very close to that time of year. I love the Ryder Cup. The top nine at Team Europe: Rory McIlroy, Danny Willett, Henrik Stenson, Chris Wood, Andy Sullivan, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, Søren Gjertsen, Tyrell Hatton. They are your top nine. Those are through for the Ryder Cup. Darren Clark will pick three more players. Is it next week?
Or after this week.
It's after Monday. This week, yeah. We'll pick three captain's picks to round out his team. Now, we believe that Martin Keimer and Lee Westwood are slam dunks, but we don't know that. There's still Shane Laurie in the mix. Victor Dubuisson is on the 10th spot on the man, one spot on the outside looking in. You liked Beef Johnson as a potential pick.
I thought Beef would be good just because he'd get the crowd going, and they're playing on home, on the visitor's soil. So I think if you look at what they're how you try to win the crowd over, nobody would win the crowd over more than Beef. So you might get something to do with that. But you know, the Europeans right now in their first gathering of picks, they've got five rookies. I don't know if you have to weigh so much into it in rookies because they still play. I mean, Jamie Donaldson last time played very well. Victor Dubuisson played very well as a rookie last time out. But it being on American soil, I think it can make a little bit of a difference if you've never been in that pressure cooker before.
I agree completely.
So it's going to be interesting.
I think, and so does Las Vegas, have put the favorites as the Americans right now. Now, we've seen this before, the Americans and favorites, and things go the wrong way. But considering Henrik Stenson's hurt, Rory McIlroy's playing horrible, and I look at the American team, which is now shut down at the end of this week. This will be it. Right now, it's Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson, Jimmy Walker, Brooks Koepka, Brant Snedeker, Zach Johnson, and Patrick Reed. Those are your top eight right now. On the outside looking in, Holmes, Watson, Kuchar, and Fowler. Americans have four picks versus three. And, of course, the name not on that list, Jim Furyk at number 15, who I think is going to be a part of this team. So out of those Holmes, Watson, Kuchar, Fowler, who doesn't make it in your mind, Bob, to make room for Jim Furyk? And do two not make it because you might want to go further down the list into the 20s for Ryan Moore, who's hot.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's, and the one good thing they've done with their picks this year is, first of all, you know, there's still some play here with Patrick Reed, J.B. Holmes, Ricky Fowler's right up at the top of the leaderboard. So he might sneak himself in. He could possibly sneak into that eight. Then things switch around a little bit. But I don't know how you figure this out. The one good thing they've done is they're going to have three picks after next week's event, and then they're going to have their last pick after the Tour Championship. So if Ryan Moore goes, let's say he wins, has a second, something like that in the next couple of weeks, you know, he might make a statement for himself, make it a lot easier on Davis Love.
I think you have to do that. I think Davis Love needs to see who's hot in the playoffs. If you can win against those fields, you're playing well, and I think you deserve a spot on the team. I like the setup. I like the arrangement. All right, on the other side, we're going to jump into the Barclays, the top 125, trying to get to that top 100. David Hearn on the bubble, trying to make his way to the Deutsche Bank Championship, round two of the FedEx Cup playoffs. This is GTC.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada was brought to you by Acura, proud presenting sponsor of major golf broadcasts in Canada. Visit Acura.ca for the all-new 2016 lineup and latest dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Horizons Exchange Traded Funds. Innovation is our capital. Make it yours. Visit horizonsetfs.com for more information. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Later on in the show, Winners, Weird, and What. I'm going to talk some travel with TJ Rule. If you're thinking of going to St. Andrews, you better get your ballots in. Also, Golf Talk Canada Pro-Am coming up in November. Lots to get to today. So much to talk about.
Hey, shout out today.
Shout it.
Happy birthday.
To
one of the most avid golfers I know. And he's a pretty good guitar player, too. Alex Lifeson.
No way.
Of Rush.
How old would Alex be?
I think he's 31.
31. Incredible. Incredible how he wrote all that music back in the 70s. Exceptional. Good for you, Alex. Yeah, he is an avid golfer.
He is, yeah.
Now I've got Rush songs in my head. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Okay. Barclays. See, I was just going up. I was going to talk to you about now your favorite Rush album. Mine's Moving Pictures. But all right. Barclays. Patrick Reed in the lead, 8-under par. Of course, Patrick Reed, large bucket, Bob, of top 10s this year.
Yes.
Right? Large bucket of top 10s. You and I have kind of been watching him all year going, okay, so this is the week. No, this is the week. There's always one round of golf that seems to turn that win into a T7.
Yeah, or he gets beat by somebody who just plays a little bit better. I mean, you're right. It's got to be frustrating for him. Played well at the Olympics.
It would be interesting to me that if this is the week on Bethpage Black, I love Bethpage Black, hosting the Barclays this week. Spieth suggested this week it might be the hardest golf course he's ever seen, he said, in one of his press conferences.
Some of the guys were talking about the rough being tougher than when they played the U.S. Open there.
Right, just thick and healthy. And this is a PGA Tour setup, so you could imagine what the USGA setup would look like this week. So, unbelievable. Spieth is four off the lead at 4 under par. Patrick Reed, your leader, at 8 under. Emiliano Grillo at 6 under, along with Ricky Fowler and Ryan Moore. So this is a lot of Ryder Cup implications on Team USA here at the top, trying to push into that top eight and take it out of the hands of Davis Love. Adam Hadwin, our Canadian, 4 under par, trying to make a monster leap up 42 spots projected right now into the top 50. Mm-hmm. So he would make a huge move. Jason Day right there with him at 4 under par. Jason Day, of course, holding down the fort here near the top of the food chain on the FedEx Cup points list, trying to keep it going because now the points double up. So these points are even more valuable than anything he did during the regular season.
Hadwin's playing with Day today, by the way.
Now, we've got Canadian stories going on the other end. Now, David Hearn made it right on the bubble. Hearnsey right now is 3 over par. David projected at 4 spots right now outside the top 100. He needs to get inside that top 100 if he's going to go play the Deutsche Bank next week. Graham Dillette also at 3 over, and Dillette needs more than just that. Dillette coming in at 119, Bob, he needs a huge last 36 holes
here. And he's already on the course. He was the odd man on the cut today, so he's playing as a singleton out there. And there were some good comments going back on Twitter last night about how fast it was going to take him to play. He's already through. He teed off at 7:15 Eastern, and he's on the 6th hole right now.
Our leader, Patrick Reed, 66-68. Is this the week he throws 4 rounds of 60 on the board on a very hard golf course, walks away with that big victory, locks down a Ryder Cup position? Let's hear from our leader, Patrick Reed.
I feel like I played solid. I feel like I had 2 mental mistakes today and, kind of swayed a little bit away from the game plan on 2 holes, and both of those I bogeyed. So, it's just kind of one of those things that yesterday I felt like I hit my driver probably a little better, but today I definitely hit my irons a lot more solid and better than yesterday. So, as long as I continue with my game plan, continue playing like I am right now, hopefully I just keep on putting pressure on everybody, on shooting some lower numbers, keep shooting under par, and have someone try to chase me.
5 irons, is that what it was at 17? That was pure.
Yeah, it was a perfect number for a hard 5, and anytime I have a full swing, I have pin on the left, it's usually my green light, and after giving one up on 16, which I felt like, if anything, I should have birdied with having sandwiched in the from the fairway and, walk off with bogey there. It was nice to get one back coming down the stretch.
Mentally, what's your state now? Because I know that's a grind coming down the last 4 holes, especially the back 9.
Yeah, I feel fine. I feel good. Really the main thing is just to continue hitting good golf shots, because even if you have a perfect game plan, if you hit a poor golf shot out here, you're going to get penalized for it. This rough's real thick. If you get in the bunkers, late in the day, you can't really spin them. The greens get crusty. So you just got to be sharp on your ball striking, because I think that's key around here.
All right, Patrick Reed looking for solid ball striking, 66-68, trying to lock down not just the win, the advancement to playoffs, but really lock down the Ryder Cup. Okay, Bob, question for you. I've been talking about it all week. As you and I kind of go about our week, we end up popping up on radio shows. And every radio show I've got on this week and popped up, it's been on my head. Last year, we were debating between Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, who was the player of the year. It was always Jordan Spieth for me because of back-to-back majors. But it was very close. And I did say that if Jason Day could somehow go out, win at least one more time, and capture the FedEx Cup, that maybe that would put him over the edge, because he also had a major under his belt. And it ended up that Jordan Spieth would go out and do that and kind of just put the rubber stamp on it. I find myself in a weird situation this year. I think the whole golf world is looking at us going, who is the player of the year? I've got it down to Jason Day with the 3 wins, Dustin Johnson with the 2 wins, including the major. You brought up the name off mic, Adam Scott, who won twice early. Jordan Spieth, one of them was in Hawaii. Henrik Stenson on the British Open performance, and then a silver medal. Is there someone I'm missing? If you had to vote right now, who's your player of the year, and what would have to happen, or can anything happen between now and Eastlake to get you to change your mind?
Yeah, I mean, if I was to vote today, I would probably vote Dustin Johnson. I think he's had a more consistent season, although, it's between him and Jason Day.
Okay, same here.
Yeah, both guys have played well. Day's got 9 top 10s, DJ's got 12 top 10s, DJ's got the major and a win. Day's got a World Golf Championship, Players Championship, and another victory. So, I mean, I don't know how you decide between those two. So I think what they do over the next 4 weeks, including this week, may determine it. But, you know, what happens if some guy goes out, someone like Adam Scott goes and wins two of the four events and wins the FedEx Cup? Wow, then it really throws it into. I just think that the major championship probably gives you the nudge for Dustin Johnson right now.
I'm kind of leaning the same way with you. In previous years, it would be a slam dunk for me. If one guy has three wins, the other guy has two wins, but one's got a major, the guy with a major that and has played consistent with all those top tens, as you've outlined, he'd be my guy, Dustin Johnson. The fact that one of the wins is the Players,
right,
which is almost practically a major, that's what I'm having such a hard time with this. Because, you know, if you remove the history, as an element, and just talking quality of field, the Players Championship is the best field, the best tournament of the year based on world rankings, hands down. Nothing gets close. On golf's greatest stadium, right? And, wow, that's a big win, right? That's a career win. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this one. I'll tell you one thing. If Dustin Johnson or Jason Day win anything else the rest of the way, that person's going to take it hands down.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's neck and neck to the finish line. But the FedEx Cup, the way it is structured now, it gives a player the possibility of doing something special. Four events, all big events, all quality field. You know, somebody could go and win two, like, I don't know, I mean, Billy Horschel won a couple a year ago.
We saw that a couple years ago, right?
He didn't win Player of the Year, but some guy could go and make a statement that if some guy's already in the running, then I think it's interesting to see what happens at the end of it.
He didn't win Player of the Year, but I tell you what he did win, $11.4 million. Exactly. He's got the $10 million bonus plus the check from the Tour Championship. And
you know, I remember one year that when Brant Snedeker won it, and we went to the Ryder Cup, I think it was like the next week, and I saw Brant, and I was just chatting with him on the range, and I said, the question is, Brant, when you get a $10 million bonus, you know, how do you pay out your caddy? Because Scott Vail, of course, our buddy from Oshawa. So he just looked and smiled at me, says, Scott made out pretty well. So
that's it. That's great. It's like when Tiger was, we had to quickly go to break here, but when Tiger was like ripping off those crazy seasons at, you know, $10, $11, $12 million, and they based Steve Williams' percentage on Tiger's winnings, and he was like, it was Tiger Woods number one on the money list, number two, Steve Williams.
He was the biggest money winner out of New Zealand.
All right, on the other side, we'll do winners, winner what? Three dub. This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Horizons Exchange Traded Funds. Innovation is our capital. Make it yours. Visit horizonsetfs.com for more information. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by TaylorMade, the number one driver on the PGA Tour, 15 years and counting. Visit TaylorMadeGolf.ca to get custom fit today. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
All right, let's do it. Winners, weird, and what? Three dub. Bob, you have the tee, sir.
Whoa.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
All right, Marco, my winner this week is a wonderful woman who has been around golf for a long time, in this country anyway. And this week she got her rewards. She was, she's had a ton of rewards already, but Lori Kane was inducted into the Canadian Golf Hall of Fame during the CP Canadian Women's Open, and good for her. This lady has done so much. In fact, there's a good chance that this tournament wouldn't even be around if it wasn't for her. She, in 2000, after BMO was pulling out its sponsorship, she got up and on the soapbox and beat on every door that she could try and find somebody who would come out and sponsor it. And they found Hunter Harrison, who's been a godsend, first at CN and now at CP. But Lori's done so much, won four times. She, on the LPGA Tour, she's had something like 15 second-place finishes, too. Imagine if half of those were turned into wins. And she went into the Hall of Fame this week. Good for her. She didn't make. She got into the field this week, but she did not make the cut. Unfortunately, she'll have the weekend off, but I'm sure she'll be out there shaking hands and signing autographs as she always does. Order of Canada member, winner, and now rightly into the Hall of Fame. So that's my winner this
week. And a great person.
Yes.
And someone who's already won twice on other tours this year, Legends in Symetra, right?
That's right. Exactly right. Exactly right. My weird this week is something that took place a little earlier this week, which was, I don't know if you saw this, Jordan Spieth lost a putting competition to a 13-year-old.
Yes, I saw this.
And that may sound a little bit unusual, although Jordan Spieth hasn't been putting all that well. But this is no ordinary 13-year-old. This was Jerem Hathwar, who is the national spelling bee champion in the United States. And they had a little competition. After Hathwar said he won the spelling bee championship, he said he was a big golf fan and his favorite golfer was Jordan Spieth. So they arranged to meet at the Barclays. And what they did was they had a putting competition. They put two balls on the green and they each got three words to spell. And for every word you got right, you got to move the ball closer to the hole.
Ah.
For every word you got wrong, you had to move the ball further away from the hole. So
from 90 feet, Mark Zucchino.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So of course, the spelling bee champ got all three of his words right.
Right.
And they weren't easy words. He got borborygmus. I can't even say what
yes,
they are.
Yes, I had that last night on toast.
Succedaneum and...
Excuse me?
Drathar.
Bob, this is a family show.
So he got all those right. Can you put those in the terms? So,
please use those in a sentence.
Yeah, Spieth got zoysia, which I thought he might spell because that's a grass.
Yes.
Lagoria and triskaidekaphobia.
Ah, yes. The fear of desks.
That's right.
Yes, yes. The fear of desks.
He got all those wrong.
Which you and I have a fear of.
Because
a desk means we have a real job,
that's
right, Bob?
Right. I actually think that Spieth was putting from about 60 feet. Anyway, he was the guy who was missed out. So tough on him. My what this week is, what are we seeing here now from the governing bodies of golf? Have you seen what they're going to do? They are going to undertake an overhaul of the rules of golf. This is just
well, I've heard this was coming,
and they're going to make the rules of golf easier to understand.
Yes, I've heard this. Yes,
so because they want to make it easier for people to get in.
I've heard
and understand
potential
how to play.
Rumors, Bob, of things like out of bounds being removed from the game, and all colors other than red coming out of the game of golf, and
that's
just
right.
Redding up every golf course and
that's
things
right.
of that nature.
That's right. It's a complete overhaul. They say they're going to have a draft ready by next year sometime.
Wow.
So I think that's huge. If they can make the rules of golf just easier to understand, like there's just too many complicated rules and nobody plays by them anyway.
Well, I don't mind the idea. Now, obviously, it's going to change the way handicaps work a little because the game's going to get a little easier. Numbers are going to come down, but I like the fact that because red, if the whole golf course is red, people can understand it.
Sure.
And guess what? And the other thing about it too is it'll speed up play because
exactly.
No one hits provisionals.
Way,
I got to watch these guys, these morons, walk back to the tee. I'm like, why are you walking back to the tee? It drives me nuts.
By the way, triskaidekaphobia,
yes.
Just for the record,
yes.
Is the fear of the number 13.
Oh, really? So it's not the desk fear?
No.
Oh, jeez. All right.
All right, the tee's yours.
The tee's mine.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I just want to go on record as saying I am scared of desks, though.
So. Yeah, I'm scared of 13s on my scorecard.
All right, my winner this week, and you're going to say who? Who is this? This is not a world famous person, but the name is George Bouwmeester.
Who?
You're all saying who?
Yeah. Isn't he the? Isn't he a hockey player?
No, he is not.
Okay.
George Bouwmeester is a regular listener and viewer of Golf Talk Canada TV and radio.
As well.
And George last year won our grand prize on 20 Weeks of TaylorMade.
Really?
Which was a trip to PEI. Well, he went out there this week. And on the 14th hole at Dunderave, George Bouwmeester had his first ace. Hole in one.
Wow.
So not only did he win the grand prize on 20 Weeks of TaylorMade, he then capitalized, made the ace. Talk about making memories on a trip, right?
Yeah,
the only other
sure.
person that I've been with or know who's done that. Actually, I know a couple. I was with my buddy Chris Nelson in Myrtle Beach about 8 years ago. He did it. And Dr. Jay Petroff,
oh,
who
God.
You know, the doc did it at the Bear Trap. The 15th
nice.
Hole at start of the Bear Trap at
wow.
PGA National.
Wow.
And I won't tell you what happened to the bear. I will not tell you what happened to the bear, because, again, this is a family show.
So George Boomeister and Lydia Ko get their first hole-in-ones all in the same week.
So, George, you're my winner. I hope you're having a great time. And our grand prize is next week for this year, which we'll get into at the end of the show as well. And you still have time to win that. So well done, George. Awesome. And I hope you're having a blast this week. My weird, did you see Tiger's comments? This is bizarre. So Scott Van Pelt, who is an ESPN commentator, former Golf Channel guy. Scott Van Pelt was on an ESPN podcast. I believe the title of the podcast is called Pardon My Take, ESPN podcast. And the host asked him, Scott, call the most famous person in your phone. Just right now. Whoever the most famous person is you have on dial, call right now. He calls Tiger. He calls Tiger, gets his voicemail. Tiger calls back.
Wow.
Right there, sees it, Scott Van Pelt, calls him back. He says, Tiger, we're on a podcast, blah, 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 blah. He says, when are you coming back? Tiger said, I'll be back in the future. That's the comment we got from Tiger.
Back to the future, but back in the future.
Back in the future. Okay. So Tiger confirming still that there is some wish to come back and play golf. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to come back or not, but he's telling Scott Van Pelt, back in the future. Very vague about it. Rory McIlroy. Here's my what this week. Again, what are we going to do about the putting? 71-69 for Rory, and he's hit almost 80% of his greens.
Wow.
He is minus 1.618 strokes game putting. Again, he couldn't putt into the bathtub if he was standing at the edge of the bathroom door. It is awful. He's got the new putter going this week. It's not helping. He's just, again, hitting it a mile, hitting a lot of greens. Seems like all facets of his game, other than the 6 inches between the ears and the putting stroke, there needs to be a mental and emotional overhaul, I believe, before the putter gets going, Bob. I'm not suggesting that there isn't mechanical things that can happen with the putting, but I right now think this is headworms, man. This is that he's got the Halloween album on with the shuttering doors and the screams and all the, yeah, there's so many voices in the head right now.
I know he went during this break over the Olympics, he went to the SAM lab, which is the Science and Motion lab, to try and they had the most like detailed scientific analysis of your stroke and everything, and he went through that and found some things that he thought were holding him back. But I agree, I think all that science you get into your hands and into your feel and stuff just starts to clog up your brain a little bit. So maybe he just needs to take one of the old cash-in putters from the mini putt course and just go out and whack it around. And
that's
see
it.
What
go
happens.
Go whack. Start thinking about it like a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
again,
exactly.
Right? You always made them when you were 16. You never worried about the one coming back, right? Just smack it in there. And speaking of people who just make absolutely everything and never worry about the one coming back, our in-studio guest who has just arrived, he'll join us on the other side. Just walked in. One of the best putters I know. TJ Rule from Golf Away Tours. It's sickening.
Really?
And it doesn't matter if it's home course, Scarborough Golf Club, or if he's never played the golf course before. He stands over 20 footers and just knocks them in all day long.
I hate him already.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And he hits it good, too. World amateur par 3 champion.
Oh, yeah. I heard that story.
An expert golf tour specialist. This guy has more titles than I have. He's in studio with us. We're going to talk Golf Talk Canada Pro-Am, which is coming up at Pinehurst, which are still spots available. We're talking about that. But also, right off the top of the next segment, we want to talk a little Scotland and St. Andrews. Because if you want to play the old course, those ballads and how you do this, it's sensitive. Like it's a sensitive timetable. So we'll do that next with TJ from Golf Away Tours. We'll talk St. Andrews. We'll talk vacations. We'll talk Golf Talk Canada Pro-Am coming up. We're also going to give you a hint, and we will release our grand prize here on how you can win our 20 Weeks TaylorMade Grand Finale next week, which is a very cool thing that I would like to go do, which I've done before. I do it once a year, and I drive the boys nuts, Cam, Nick, up there. TaylorMade, they won't kick me out. So you get to do the Mark Zucchino Tour Experience. That's how I'm calling it, all right? So, I hope you're left-handed. All right, this is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by TaylorMade, the number one driver on the PGA Tour, 15 years and counting. Visit TaylorMadeGolf.ca to get custom fit today. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit floor liners, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Before we get to our special in-studio guest to talk some travel, you still have 1 week left to participate in 20 weeks of TaylorMade this year on Golf Talk Canada. Last year's winner just had his first ace out in PI. This year, it is a VIP TaylorMade fitting experience. It's the tour experience, Bob. I mean, like, you're there for the day. They will tweak everything. They will match ball to driver. You'll do the driver fitting, the hybrid fittings, the fairway, the irons, fitting. The putter. I mean, like, this is an extensive 6-7 hour experience where, you know, you're going to leave with the whole shebang. We're talking a golf equipment over $3,000, $4,000 worth of golf equipment. Wow. You're walking out with all custom fit, brand new, top of the line. You walk out with Dustin Johnson's bag if you want. You know what I mean? So this is the grand prize. So if you want a brand new custom set, and we're talking shoes, bag, the whole shebang, top of the food chain, TaylorMade Adidas, VIP, tour experience, the only way you can win.
Mark, tell them what they have to do to win.
Follow us on Twitter, at Golf Talk Canada. That's at Golf Talk Canada. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook, GTC TV and Radio, and join our Facebook group, Golf Talk Canada. But follow us on Twitter, at Golf Talk Canada. That's the easiest thing to do right now. And you've got 1 week left. And if you haven't played all year, you can still win the grand prize.
That's the best part.
Yeah, it goes for anybody. So good luck to you. All right, welcoming into the show from Golf Away Tours, our good friend, TJ Rule. TJ, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Now, we were just talking off mic. I didn't realize the deadline. We're going to talk about the Golf Talk Canada Pro-Am in our next segment. We only have a few minutes left in the show, but I want to get to the Old Course of St. Andrews because I didn't realize the deadline was as close as it is. September 7th, if you want to get in the general ballot for the 2017 tee times at the Old Course of St. Andrews.
Correct. Before we start, I appreciate the plug on the putting before the break. but I have to say that we played golf together a couple weeks ago. And it was a funny day. We played out at Hunt. It was a great day. And you mentioned that, and we were playing with your pro, Jeff Long. It was a great day. And you kept talking about how I made putts all the time. And as soon as you started talking about that, I didn't make a thing.
That's right. And I also suggested that we were going to switch souls.
Right. So Mark's one of the best drivers of the golf ball I've ever played with. Because he hits a straight, high, long. I'm not a good driver of the golf ball. And as soon as he said that, things switched.
Yeah.
I somehow hit the ball fairly straight.
Wow.
And Mark was making everything. So it was just one of these
body snatchers.
Well, I will tell you that since then, everything has gone wrong with Mike. So
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. But anyway, it was a great day out there. So yeah, St. Andrews. The application opens up in August every year for a couple weeks, and this is the best way to get onto the golf course. People always call us and say, you know, how do we get a guaranteed time in the Old Course? And there are a lot of different ways. This is the cheapest way. So if you can get your application in, it's open for a couple weeks. So it opened up this past Wednesday. It's a random, so it doesn't matter if you're first in. Once you get your application in, it's a random draw. It's open until September 7th. So get your application in. You can apply for up to 8 guys, and you can, or guys or girls, mm-hmm. 8 people for a tee time. And you can choose 3 different date sets. So and it can be a 2-week range. So you go on there and you pick your range and put your application in, and you'll find out sometime mid to late October if you're successful. And if you are, then you can build
your itinerary around that. That was going to be my next question. When do you find out? Because, you know, obviously you want to do Carnoustie and you want to do Kings Barnes and all those great courses and the other St. Andrews courses as well.
That's right.
But you need to know you ain't missing that, right?
That's it. First things first. And we put together a lot of itineraries for people, and we work on them, and we can't really finalize them until the Old Course application process is finalized. So
so it's September 7th.
Yep.
And if you get it in before then, and I said it's not first come, first serve. If you put your ballot in today or if you put it in on the 6th, you're in the same bucket.
That's it.
And you pull.
And the chances, you know, we have a lot of people going through this process, and people ask us, what are the chances of getting through? They're not great, I'll be honest. It's tough. There are so many people around the world that are applying for so few times that are available because they don't allocate all of the tee times throughout the summer. For example, you can't apply in September. They're so busy in September with R&A meetings, the Dunhill Cup and all that they don't allow you to apply in September. There are very few days in October as well. August is very busy. So it is tough, and I don't want to discourage people. You should still go on, and if you have a desire to play the old course, this is the best way to start.
And you can still get on, and if you get a hold of Golfway Tours early enough, you can still get on if you're willing to cut a check, too.
Well,
right?
And like, that's the other thing. So you go through this process. Yeah. You go through this process, and, you know, if you, like we said, if you get it, then you build your itinerary around it. And if not, there are other ways to get on as it, with a guaranteed time before you go over. It just costs a bit of cash. There are, there's one tour operator in general, the Old Course Experience, that basically has a monopoly on tee times. And they can they combine it with, you know, four nights at a hotel and a couple other rounds of golf and a dinner and so on, and they jack the price.
It's a $4,000 experience for a couple of days.
Basically, you pay $3,000 to $4,000 extra just to guarantee your time on the old course.
Oh, so putting your name in the lottery is the cheapest way.
It's the cheapest
way. As my dad likes to say, you know, the odds are long, but they're a lot longer if you don't have a ticket.
So, that's right.
So
that's
put your name in.
You can't win if you're not in, right? We got to fly here, boys. Our national hour is gone, but on the other side, we're going, and remember, it's golfawaytours.com, so golfawaytours.com if you want to reach out to TJ and get a ballot in. So if you're thinking next year, even if you're just saying, put your ballot in. What Absolutely. Harm just, could that do? I might do it right now.
St. Andrews.com. Go on there and get your ballot in.
Get your ballot in. Okay, because if you win, maybe you decide you're going now all of a sudden.
Yeah,
if you want a kick in the butt, a nudge to book your Scottish golf trip, it might be a ballot at the old course that puts you in, pushes you to say, honey, I got to do this. I got the ballot.
That's
I'm going, right?
I won the lottery.
I won the lottery.
You're coming with me.
That's right. Why not? There on the other side, we will talk Golf Talk Canada Pro-Am at Pinehurst, though, however, with TJ. Also, remember, last chance to win, 20 weeks TaylorMade. VIP tour experience, full set, top to bottom. Follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. TJ and Bob and Mark back next, 34 minutes of GTC. Thank you, Coast to Coast, for listening. Those of you, Hamilton, 1150, Toronto, 1050, and online. 30 more minutes coming up. Remember, first good decision on the golf course, it always starts in the closet. Thank you so much for listening.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit weathertech.ca. Thank you to our national audience for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For show archives, blogs, interviews, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca. We'll return after this with more of Golf Talk Canada. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Frechette Lawn Care, keeping your lawn healthy and green for over 45 years. Visit FrechetteLawnCare.com or call us today for a free analysis and quote. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. For all you lucky people in Hamilton at 1150, Toronto 1050, you're listening online. 30 more minutes of Golf Talk Canada. We have TJ Rule from Golfway Tours in studio with Bob and I. We're going to talk a little Pinehurst and Golf Talk Canada Pro-Am just in a minute. Before we do, though, however, if you're like me and maybe you know someone or, like myself, are related to a child who has a physical or a developmental challenge, Silver Creek Center. For early learning and developmental, it's a preschool, and they've been doing it for 40 years, and it's a wonderful cause. There's miracles that they like to say miracles happen every day at Silver Creek Preschool. What a kid would take for granted, what you and I would have done as a child, just making your first steps or saying your first words or just gaining confidence. We take that for granted. These things happen every day at Silver Creek, and they've been doing it for 40 years. And it's a wonderful cause, and they're having a golf tournament. It's their 14th annual Silver Creek Fall Golf Classic. It's Friday, September the 9th at Caledon Woods Golf Course. All the proceeds go directly to the kids, which is fantastic. As we all know these days, guys, sometimes charity is big business sometimes. What's great about this is it touches and connects with the kids immediately, whether it's to build programs, equipment, and just put things in the classroom that these children need. And I know my family have seen a huge success and improvement immediately from this school over the last year or so. And there's plenty of good news stories. Susan, you can call Susan if you want to get involved. Her phone number is 416-249-9770. That's 249-9770. SilverCreekPreschool.ca is the website, SilverCreekPreschool.ca. Again, if you can play, great. There's also sponsorship opportunities available. And also, it's you'll get a receipt, of course, for the charitable portion of your donation. So anything for children, I always like to get behind. You know, we used to do a golf tournament many years ago, charitable for sick kids. I know my cousin attends this school. My other cousin had leukemia. We used to do leukemia walk for the kids. Anything for the kids, it works.
You know, golf raises charitably in Canada $500 million with a B every year. So there's so many wonderful causes out there and people giving money, and golf's a great way to do it.
Fantastic. All right. So silvercreekpreschool.ca, Caledon Woods, September 9th, 14th annual golf tournament to support the kids who have physical or developmental challenges. All right. TJ, my friend, November, Pinehurst Resort, number 2, the famous number 2. There's other great golf courses there, but we're doing our first ever Golf Talk Canada Pro-Am. And we have some spots available, and we're going to open it up, I think, to people. If we have listeners that want to play. I know some listeners have said, we want to play, but we don't have a pro.
That's it.
You can get them a pro.
Absolutely. We have pros that'll join. That's not a problem. So if you're interested in joining, we have spots available, as you said. The early deadline is September 15th. So after that, the prices will jump a little bit because we got to get our commitments in by that date to the resort. So please give us a shout. Golfwaytours.com. There's some information there. There's a tab at the top, Pinehurst Pro-Am, and all the information's there. As you said, we'll be playing number 2, which is one of the best golf courses I've ever played since they made the changes years ago. And
I have not played it since they did the renovation of ripping out the turf and
right.
and so being good. Water US friendly. Open. Yeah. Have you played it, Bob?
I have not, but I was down there for the U.S. Open, and it was great.
It's so good.
It looks so nice.
As a golf course for, you know, the average player, it's very playable. You can't lose a golf ball out there because of the changes, and you can hit it all over the place, but the challenge, obviously, around the greens, it's just such a great golf experience. But as you said, there's so much good golf down there, and the resort, we're staying right at the Pinehurst Resort. Everything's right there. We're playing number 4 and number 8 as well. Both great golf courses. We've got our buddy Dave Hempstead coming down.
Yep, going to do his shtick. He's going to play on my team.
Lucky
Hammer
you.
And I.
He's one of the good, really good comedians when you're at a golf tournament because he just combines that golf and humor so well.
He's fantastic. And he's a great player.
He's a great player.
Him and I always, we battle. He's a super good player.
I saw him a couple months ago in a show, and it wasn't a golf specific show, and he threw a couple golf jokes in there, but I know that when he has a golf crowd, he really plays it up and does a great job. So looking forward to that. So if people are interested, give us a shout. contact@golfwaytours.com is our email address, and like I said, go to our website, golfwaytours.com. There's a lot of information on the event.
Right, so contact@golfwaytours.com. Go to golfwaytours.com is a website. Pinehurst, so there's going to be dinners. There's going to be golf on great golf courses, including number 2. We got Hammer doing a set one night, which should be a blast. We're staying on property. There's some great teams already in there from some great clubs. But if you want to play and you don't have a pro, we can do that. That's fantastic. And that time of year, where it should still be, I think the mean temperature is about 65 Fahrenheit.
That's right. It's right around 18 to 20 degrees.
It's perfect golf weather.
Great golf weather, and it'll be a great time.
All right, now, we are also doing a trip. Now, Bob, you were going to come to Ireland with us, but you can't. You're in Cabot, I think, that week, right? So Bob's in Cabot. You and I are going to Ireland.
Yeah, not so bad.
I love the Ireland.
Yeah, it'll be great. Right. We've got a great little trip set up with a few other...
And Bob's stand-in, playing the role of Bob Weeks that week as the Golf Talk Canada second attendant on this trip, is Dr. Yosef Alan Petrov.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Doctor, we're dusting off Doc. We're shaving him down, and we're bringing him to Ireland.
He's going to walk off the airplane like that guy from Tonga who was walking in the Olympic ceremonies all oiled up. And.
Oh, my Lord. But what an itinerary this is.
That's a terrible image.
What a trip that you've put together here for us in Ireland.
Yeah, we're going to be going to the Southwest. And I know it's your favorite spot.
You know it's my favorite.
Your favorite spot. And that's why I chose it for you.
Thanks, TJ. Yeah, I know. It's nice for you get together with Tourism Ireland and say, you know, well, let's just go where Mark likes it.
That's it. So, Tourism Ireland is helping us out. And getting people over there to kind of show off the Southwest. And we're going to be going over to Lahinch, playing Lahinch and Doonbeg.
Nice.
And we were just talking about Doonbeg before. They made a lot of changes there in the last year. And I haven't been back since it's grown in properly. And apparently this year I've had great reviews on it, and it's amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing that again. Down to Ballybunion, Tralee, and then, of course, we're going to be finishing it off.
My favorite golf course on the planet. Yeah, which is not an Irish golf course. And that's the knock. If you find people who say that they don't like Old Head, you'll only find traditionalists will tell you that. People, you know...
They're expecting something Irish.
Right. It's not Irish. It's not Irish. But in my opinion, it's my favorite golf course in the world. It's golf from another planet. It's 18 holes, 500 feet above the ocean. There's 18 signature golf holes. It is especially when the wind howls, which is pretty much all the time because you're basically on a rock in the middle of the ocean. But it's just, it's so dramatic. It's completely over the top. It's Bob, have you ever been down to Old Head?
Never have. No.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
You of all people have covered this game for as long as you had and been all around the world. You need to do it. It's an absolute must. I'm glad, TJ, that you're doing it for the first time because I can't wait to hear your opinion. Now,
And I know that it's not truly Irish, and I'm a traditional Lynx golfer.
I know you.
I love the Lynx golf, and I know that
because you hit it low.
Well, that's it, right? Yeah. So up there at that elevation, I might struggle a little bit, but I know I'm going to be blown away by the scenery. Everybody is that goes there. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. It's like you said, it's such a dramatic property. In fact, the story goes that I guess the farmer that owned the property previously had a bunch of sheep there and kept losing them because they'd walk off the cliffs. And these cliffs are like 200 feet in the
air. Lemmings.
Some of them, I think I've heard as high as 500 at one point.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And so, eventually sold it, obviously, to develop it as a golf course. And it is just unique. It's unique in the world, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I am not a traditionalist, although I do like old golf courses as well. I love Lynx golf course, only in one direction, either the front nine or the back nine, depending on that way. When it's behind me, I love it. That high ball flight into those 40-mile-per-hour winds.
Doesn't go too well.
Not so much fun.
Yeah, you're not a Lynx golfer, are you?
One of the best is, you both know Angry Mike, my dad. Mm-hmm. Angry Mike, as you know, it doesn't matter what he hits, it goes 10 feet off the ground. The pitching wedge to driver, 10 feet off the ground.
It's easy to plan for your shots.
The thing's just coming in so, just screams into the green, right? So I remember the first time I ever went overseas, I've told this story before on the air, we're playing the Jubilee, I think it's either Jubilee or New Course at St. Andrews. And, you know, this is as pure as the links get, right? We're standing up on the first tee. We both, we have caddies. And I get up there and I hit my usual, kind of high soaring thing out there on a very good line. And the caddy looks at me and goes, he gives me the nod. Oh, I'm not too sure about that, you know? I'm like, not too sure about that. I can't hit it any better. Angry Mike gets up behind me and just skull shanks one about 100 yards off the ground, screaming down the middle. The guy looks at him and goes, perfect. I go, this is going to be the longest week of my life. This is truly going to be the longest week of my life. So, unbelievable. Tej, what's other hot spots right now? I know you've got a trip to South Africa going. Yeah. I'm sorry, I would never in a million years, would that ever cross your mind, Bob, thinking, golf trip, let's all package stuff? It would never cross my mind.
No, of course not.
No. Where is this?
It's a long way to go for one thing, and that's why a lot of people don't look at it. But I'll tell you that, this trip I'm taking a bunch of folks, mostly from Scarborough, in February.
Well, that tells it right there. You're with my people from Scarborough. That's
I know there's great golf there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many great golfers that come from there, and obviously Gary Player is a pretty renowned golf architect as well, so he's done a lot of golf courses there, and so, yeah, we're going for a couple weeks. You got to go for a couple weeks if you're going to go that far. Because even just getting there, it takes a while, obviously. But we've got, in those 2 weeks, we've got 7 or 8 rounds of golf set up. We've got a 3-day safari at the end. So, game
That's
drives
cool.
in the morning and afternoon. And then there's a course up in that area, Kruger Park, called Leopard Creek, which is ranked one of the top courses in the country.
Yeah, Johnny Walker Classic at one point, I think, was there a few years back.
Okay.
And that golf course, all the pictures are, drafts walking across the fairway and elephants right off to the side.
Wow.
So, it's just a different world and something that we don't experience.
No.
So, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got wine tours set up. We've got a Cape Town tour. People might go diving with great whites. There's so much incredible stuff to do in South Africa, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Trip of a lifetime.
Really, it really is a trip of a lifetime, and it is a long way to go, I understand, but you know what? Their currency isn't strong either, so value-wise, it's fantastic if you just don't mind getting there.
That's cool.
Very cool.
All right.
Also, remember, Pro-Am. We have spots. Golf Talk Canada Pro-Am in November. Come play Pinehurst number 2. If you need a pro, if you need a team, whatever, just contact us. We have space. contact@golfwaytours.com is the email. And go to golfwaytours.com for more information on that, as well as everything else. And of course, if you're thinking of jumping away this winter, we're getting pretty close. I hate to call it on you people because it's hot out there. I know, you know, but the kids go back to school in a week.
Next week's the last week of October, right? But next week is September.
Yeah.
It's Labor Day.
So let's go.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. So if you're thinking of going away, I always used to do, like, I'm getting married this year, so the end of season golf trip is not occurring. But I always do an end of season golf trip. I know a lot of people do. If you want to extend your season in Canada by 1 or 2 weeks, you can't do it here. You got to go away to do it. So get on the horn. I'm sure there's some great deals down south, too, that TJ and Matt can help you out with as well. And don't forget those ballots for St. Andrews. You're going to stick around the last segment while we wrap things up, Teach?
Absolutely.
Just hang out in the studio, the live with this front of this live studio audience.
Best place to be on Saturday.
Just yeah. Ruckus in here. Ruckus. On the other side, we'll update leaderboards from around the world of golf. This GTC.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Frechette Lawn Care, keeping your lawn healthy and green for over 45 years. Visit FrechetteLawnCare.com or call us today for a free analysis and quote. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Cedar Brae Golf Club, private golf located in Toronto's scenic Rouge Valley. Discover why now is the right time to join at cedarbraegolf.com. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Patrick Reed with the lead at the Barclays, first playoff event of the PGA Tour FedEx Cup playoffs. This is Beth Page Black, Emiliano Grillo, two back at 6 under, along with Ricky Fowler. And, of course, lots of Ryder Cup implications here. Fowler, Ryan Moore, and Jordan Spieth go second, fourth, and fifth on this leaderboard. So Ryan Moore and Ricky Fowler trying to make their case and trying to qualify in that top eight. Lots going on there. Adam Hadwin is 4 off the lead. And, Bob, there's some stories as well down at the bottom of the leaderboard with Graham Dillette and David Hearn trying to make it to the top 100 to the Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, Graham Dillette is not helping himself. He was the first guy out today. He plays as a single, and he's 2 over for his round. So he needs something real special to happen over the weekend. He's projected right now at 121. He's going in at 119. David Hearn, on the other hand, is 91. Projected right now at 103, but that's a makeable one. He just really has to kind of keep his head above the waterline, you know, get a couple of rounds under par, and he should be close. We'll see what happens for him coming in. But, I mean, there's some of the guys who missed, you know, who are out of it right now, gone because they missed the cut. I mean, Kyle Stanley, I think, is there. But Sungjae Cho, Ben Crane, Francesco Molinari, Boo Weekly, Cameron Tringali. Yeah, those are guys who aren't playing anymore after this.
Canadian Pacific Women's Open, LPGA Tour on Canadian soil. Aria Jitanagarn, 12 under par. She has a 3-shot lead over a host of players. Also, Lydia Ko at 8 under, only 4 back. A couple Canadians, Modamie LeBlanc at 6 under, along with Elena Sharp also at 6 under par. European Tour. Some of my favorite names, Bob. This is the Made in Denmark Championship. Just love it. Bradley Dredge has the lead there, 13 under par. David Lipsky in second in this one. A lot of the big names not playing this one. Martin Kaymer, though, trying to solidify maybe a captain's pick on the European Ryder Cup team. He's in the mix, only 5 back at 8 under par. Champions Tour, we have a Canadian story.
Boom,
on the leaderboard.
Yeah. Stephen Ames, first round, he shot a 66. He's just 1 shot off the lead. He'll shared by Kirk Triplett, Gene Sowers. I've been waiting for Stephen Ames to kind of put something together. He's just too good a player not to be winning on this tour. He had some visa issues a little while ago, so he missed a chunk of the season. He's got those all straightened out. He actually drove down. I saw his Instagram. He drove down the coast from Vancouver, where he's living now, in a convertible. So that's a pretty good way to arrive at the tournament.
Hey, I'm here.
He's loving life right now.
Loving life.
Let's see what he can do.
I had 2 more kind of leaderboards. Our last chance to really update. Ryder Cup standings. Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson, Jimmy Walker, Brooks Koepka, Brant Snedeker, Zach Johnson, and Patrick Reed. They are your top 8 right now. Holmes, Watson, Kuchar and Fowler, the next four on the list. And then Jim Furyk down to 15th. Ryan Moore a little further down, recent winner and playing well at the end of the Barclays. The top eight get locked in for Team USA. Then it's captain's picks after that. Four will come from Davis Love. On the European side, nine are already in. Rory McIlroy, Danny Willett, Henrik Stenson, Chris Wood, Andy Sullivan, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Rafa Cabrera-Bella, Søren Kjeldsen, Tyrell Hatton. They are your top nine. And the three following players on the outside, just looking in, that need to rely on captain's picks: Victor Dubuisson, Thorbjørn Jolsen, Martin Keimer, and Lee West with the next four. Shane Lowry after that. Remember, only three captain's picks on the European side. And Bob, that will happen this week.
Yeah, it's going to happen. And I think you're going to see, go with some, Darren Clark will probably go with some veterans. I think, you know, easily Lee Westwood, Keimer, I think, are guys who got to be in there. I think, you know, Russell Knox is the one question mark as to whether we're going to get him, see him or not. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. There's some interesting picks there, and he's got five rookies on the team already. So,
I love your Beef Johnson pick. I really do. I think it would be great for the dressing room and great for fan support.
That's right. That's right.
But you need some veteran. You need to go Westwood Keimer here. You have no choice.
Westwood,
you know?
Keimer, and then you pick one more. We'll see what happens.
I would love to see it be Beef. I think that'd be absolutely fantastic.
Beef said, though, if he was the captain, he wouldn't pick himself. So.
TJ, before we say goodbye and let you go and wrap up today's show, you have a curling trip as well coming up that we haven't talked about. I think it's very cool because curling and golf cross over so often. Even in the GTA here, your club, Bob's club, Weston and Scarborough, there's so many unbelievably fantastic, full of rich heritage golf communities in Southern Ontario that have curling and golf.
That's right. And, you know, curling season's coming up, isn't it, Bob? I mean, it's coming up quicker than I'd wish. You know, curling starts next month around here in Ontario, and people are starting to think about it. We've got a great trip set up in October. October 20th, we're starting the trip over in Scotland, and it's 4 days up in Carnoustie, playing a curling bonspiel up there, and then 4 days in St. Andrews with some golf. We've got TSN's own Cheryl Bernard and Brian Mudrick coming along to host the trip. And we've got spots available. So if people want to come over for a fantastic trip.
Very cool.
Again, the information's on our website,
golfwaytours.com. contact@golfwaytours.com. TJ and Matt will take care of you. Again, we talked about the Pinehurst trip. And remember, 20 Weeks TaylorMade ends this week. We'll be back on television, Bob and I, this week. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll be giving away the VIP TaylorMade experience right there on Golf Talk Canada this week. Well over $3,000 worth of custom gear. You go to TaylorMade for the day, VIP tour experience. You'll get fitted driver, irons, woods, hybrid, ball, putter, wedges, you name it. You'll leave with the whole shebang. Bob, thanks for doing this. We'll see you this week on TV.
You will.
You'll be with Jamie Rydell in this chair next week. Special guest co-host, while yours truly is at the Deutsche Bank Championship. TJ, thanks for coming in. We got to do this soon. Looking forward to Ireland, my friend.
Me as well.
And then
thanks,
we go Mark. Straight thanks, to Bob. Pinehurst. That's going to be a blast. There's no fun coming up for me at all. Remember, you can still win 20 Weeks TaylorMade. You have last chance this week. Follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada for your chance to win that VIP experience and over $3,000 in custom TaylorMade equipment. Remember, first good decision on the golf course, it always starts in the closet. Thank you so much for listening.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Cedar Brae Golf Club. Private golf located in Toronto's scenic Rouge Valley. Discover why now is the right time to join at cedarbraegolf.com. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For show archives, blogs, interviews, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca.